Hello, everybody. This is Danny. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Do you want to pop on? thank you for listening, by the way. If you are out there, if you are working or commuting to and from work, well, I'm sorry that you had to do that today, because on a snowy day such as this, nobody really wants to do much of anything. You know, everyone's low energy, it's cold, it's slushy and wet outside, and I just don't want any part of it, you know? So that's why I'm in this warm studio in the indoors while you guys are possibly not. Anyway, so I'm just going to play some songs for you. Don't really have much of a plan, so thank you for listening. The next song I'm going to play is by a pretty well-known musician. His name is Ryan Adams. And I think it's a pretty good song. Hope you all like it too. Thank you again for listening. I will be checking in whenever I please. Hello, everybody. I'm back, and I am joined by a friend who just happened to drop in on me. Hello, music. Goodbye, music. I'm talking.
You're right.
My lovely girlfriend has decided to join this show. Welcome.
Hello,
how you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
I'm happy that this weather is around, because it means I get to be lazy and do nothing.
I know. I was just talking about that. Yes. See, this is one of the many reasons why we're dating.
Yes,
why we're just we're on the same page.
We are. We are on the same wavelength. Same page. Same, I don't know any other expressions for that.
Yeah, well, I think we get the point across.
We do. Well, I liked that last song.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
What was it?
It's by this artist. His name is Michael Sayer. He's just one of those artists that I just discovered through Spotify. Because he came up on either a recommendation or a playlist or whatever. And I was like, oh, this guy's pretty good. And then he put out like an EP this year and that song was on it. And I listened to it. And I'm like, I like it. I like it. It's very chill. So anyways, I have a PSA for you guys.
Sweet.
We need those in our lives. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society and your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Cool.
Yeah.
Germs are bad, people.
They are. You know, one thing that wasn't mentioned on that PSA that I get particularly grossed out by are pin pads. If you're going to a store and you have to like input your pin for your card or ATMs or anything like that, for some reason, it's those that get me, even more than doorknobs.
Yeah. You know what I also realized yesterday? So you know how like Apple Pay is a thing?
Yeah.
Well, I've never actually used it. I've only used ordering stuff online. But if you go to those pin pads, right? If they accept Apple Pay, all you have to do is tap your phone.
True.
And then it pays. And I'm like, whoa, that's crazy.
I've even seen some instances where...
We are living in the future.
Yeah,
the future is now.
The phone doesn't even always have to make contact with the pad. It can just like hover above it and it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, that's crazy because my roommate did that yesterday at CVS and I was like, wow, that's crazy. You know,
Apple Pay is one of those things I've been meaning to set up for like years and just haven't gotten around to
it
yet.
It's so easy.
I'm sure it is. I probably should.
Yeah,
you should. In one of these days. Speaking of CVS, we were just in Salem a few nights ago and quite surprised. It was Saturday, walking down the streets of Salem only to find that all the shops are closed at like 5.
You're right.
Like, oh my goodness,
I was like, what do people
open.
Do around here?
Apparently, they go to restaurants and they go to that one CVS that was open.
Yeah, the one CVS.
Yeah.
Because CVS always got you. It's always got you.
CVS over Walgreens, as I like to say.
You know, I've never really been to a Walgreens too much. Like, they're just not that prolific.
Well, they don't have those trademark CVS receipts.
Oh, love those. And by love I mean, yes, love that they exist, hate that they fill up your entire pocket.
I hate that they give them to me, but I always do check what the coupons are.
Yeah, I do.
Even
because
if I
sometimes
hate
you get some good ones. Like there
exactly.
there was a photo coupon that I want to use where you get $3 off $12 worth of photos, which is a lot because they would have to be larger photos because 4x6 photos at CVS are only 33 cents. Because when I printed some photos there, I printed 3 4x6 photos and they were 99 cents altogether.
Now that's an incredible deal.
That is an incredible deal.
So even though I say CVS over Walgreens, the one thing I liked about Walgreens is I went there to pick up a prescription. They're like, do you want a flu shot? And I was like, oh, I should probably get that. And they're like, yep, it's free. And 30 seconds later, I got my flu shot.
CVS doesn't
I was in
do
and
flu
out.
Shots?
They probably do, but they've never insisted while I was there. Walgreens insisted. And so
I
gave in.
I don't want people bothering me, though.
True, but, you know, it was from a pharmacist because I was picking up a prescription. So it's like, I'm going to take their word for it. They probably know what they're doing.
Yeah, you're right. You know? You are right.
So I took that flu shot. So I guess the moral of this PSA is to just be mindful of spreading germs, be mindful of taking germs in, and get your flu shot.
Yeah, you're right. It is cold. It is windy. It is that time of year. So
nobody wants to get the flu.
No one wants that. You know who got the flu?
Who's that?
Lizzo got the flu, and she canceled her dates in Connecticut because Taylor told me. Which is a friend of mine.
Imagine like you have
she gets fa- I don't know
such
what
a responsibility.
It is.
You're on tour and then you get the flu and now because some germs made their way into your body, you have to let down thousands of people.
Everyone's going to be really upset. It's some kind of like a thing in Connecticut and New Haven or New Hartford, one of them. And the whole thing got canceled, I think.
Wow. It's pretty nice.
And also she was sick. I don't know what it is, but Taylor always gets notifications about things going on in Connecticut. And no offense, but I don't really care about Connecticut.
If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't know that
anything
about
goes Connecticut.
On in Connecticut.
You know? It's a place that I just, you know, I've never really found that great.
No, you go there, you explore the casinos, you leave.
Yeah.
Or you drive through it to get to another place.
Exactly. 3 hours of wasted space. That's what I like to call it. Coined from my brother.
That's a good point. Anyways, we're not just going to trash on Connecticut for the rest of the show. We're going to get back to playing music, I swear.
Yeah.
This next song I have picked out is by another band that I discovered through Spotify. They're called Roseville. I like them. The name of this song is Lucky Cigarette. Hope you guys enjoy.
Cool.
Lucky cigarette. as the ground. I'll send you flowers made of silent tiny pieces of the sun to help me make up for this one. While you send me tidal waves of love when you're alone, and I can't remember what you do to find a way to turn the signal back to heaven sounding blue and bring me faithful back to you.
Thank you. seen turn to a miracle. I am alive. My mind is racing. Is it always well? My hands tired, my heart aches. I'm half a world away. Here in my head, sworn to go it alone and hold it alone. Think of you. I guess that's all I needed. To go it alone and hold it alone. Hold along and hold it. Blackbirds backwards, forwards and fall. Came up strong, shook the trees, and blew away our fear. We couldn't be here. To go it alone and hold it alone. Hold it alone and hold it. Go it alone and hold it alone. Hold it.
Hello. We're back. That last song, if you couldn't tell, was the Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes, I could tell.
Now, they're interesting because they've gone through a lot of lineup changes over the years. Did you know that they're still going, even though Scott Weiland, the original vocalist, has passed away? And then at one point, Chester Bennington from Linkin Park was in Stone Temple Pilots. He passed away, and now they're still going with someone else. I don't really know.
So he's
going
to die too? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, geez, I would hope not.
It seems like the Superman trend, if you become the lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots, like, you're done.
Jeez.
It's a curse.
I would hope not.
I would hope not either.
I think the Superman curse is broken by now, because Brandon Routh is okay, Henry Cavill's okay. I think we're good.
Wait, so what is the Superman curse?
Any actor who would play Superman, like, tragic things would happen to him, like Christopher Reeve and... I forget the other one, but it was just like a cursed role for a little bit.
Damn.
I know.
That's wild.
I am, so I'm glad that they're okay, but I just have no idea, like, when do you call it quits if you're the other band members of the Stone Temple Pilots?
I don't know. Maybe they're just liking that fat paycheck.
I mean, I would too. I don't blame them.
You know, because they got a fan base.
Yeah, they definitely do.
They've been around since their early 90s.
They sure have.
You know?
Well, it's kind of like Alice in Chains is still going on strong.
Yeah, even though Lane Staley's been dead
for
a long time.
Over 20 years.
Yeah. They got a Grammy last year. Not this year, last year.
Yeah, they got nominated, right? Yeah. For like Rock
Album. I don't know if
something.
They got it, yeah, but they definitely were nominated.
Here's the thing with that. So after Lane passed, they weren't a band for a while, and then they reformed, I think, in like the mid-2000s. So they took a lot of time off, and they put out like a record or two, and I remember listening to one of them, and it actually was good, but because I loved Lane's vocals so much, and that's what I got out of Alice in Chains, I was like, I don't really think I'm going to come back to this, because even though it's fine, it's not the reason why I liked the band, and I'm just going to listen to other things.
Yeah, it's just so different.
You know?
It doesn't feel like the same band.
It doesn't. I don't know if they're better off calling themselves something else or what, but I mean, hey, with the Grammy nom, they seem to be doing okay.
They're doing fine.
Although, I'm not positive. The Grammy's even, like, relevant.
I don't know.
Being nominated for a Grammy, is that a boost of any kind for you as an artist?
I mean, sure. Yeah, but also, consider the Grammys, like, a really great opinion on what good music is? Not really. A lot of it's based on Billboard charts, which isn't about quality. It's about
what's popular.
What's being sold.
And I think a lot of these shows, like the Academy Awards,
sometimes it's like, yes, the amount something being sold so much is an indicator that it is good, but it's not always an indicator that it's good.
No. But I think with the Academy Awards and with the Grammys, I think that with television ratings for everything seemingly dropping because less and less people are subscribing to cable, these awards shows need to keep up their viewership because I'm pretty sure they go down every year too. So what's their solution? We need to be more current. So it's like the Academy Awards are like, we're going to nominate Black Panther for Best Picture. And the Grammys are like, we're going to nominate just what everyone knows. That way casual viewers can tune in because what they like is up for awards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's trying to appeal to the younger hip crowd, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, because it's kind of the thing is with award shows now, I feel like, you know, you have a kind of nuanced or eclectic, I don't know. I want to say nuanced is the word. If you look at the Grammy nominations and you're like, that's not really that great. I can name so many more albums this year that were better. That's usually an indicator that you are pretty into music and you have a nuanced music taste that you don't agree with what the academies are saying. Same with movies. You could be like, I don't know. I mean, although I feel like it is a little, I don't think it's quite as much as movies with music. I feel like...
I agree with that.
I think music is more subjective than film. While film can be very subjective, I think music is to a greater degree because I feel like my opinions could be so different than someone else about music just because I don't I'm very limited in my... Like, I like pop music, but very limited. Like, I'm not into a lot of it, but I can get into some of it. And so my Grammy opinions usually do not agree that much. Although there are some songs up there for like Record of the Year that I would be like, yeah, I like that song. I think it's my favorite. No, but also this is not like my Grammys, you know? So music is different. Film, it's a little less. You can have a favorite movie and that might be like attached to memories or the place that you did it. So it can be very subjective. I think just music is to a greater degree than film. So when you see, oh, some of the stuff nominated for Best Picture, there's most likely at least two of those are movies that you're going to be like, yes, I really liked that movie. But does the one that wins the one that you want to win? Probably not. You know, it just depends.
I agree. And while we're on the topic, I'm just going to say I'm ready to be angry when the Academy Award nominations come out, as I am every year. I'm angry that something got omitted, or I'm angry that something is up for so many awards when,
well,
I didn't like it very much.
It's the same thing with that indie films don't always get the cred they deserve. And same with independent artists that aren't on, like, you know, major labels. Because sometimes the people that aren't on major labels that get noticed somehow get noticed through fan base and how that maybe they go viral or something. But like with movies, you know, all the people that are voting for the Academy Awards, they have seen these independent movies. Like, I know they have. Like, I bet you a lot of the people that are voters would go out and see indie films.
Well, a lot of them are actors, but I think a lot of them are also like studio heads and stuff. So it's very
political. Depends, but I feel like if you were really into movies, you would make an effort to see some indie movies because you probably live somewhere where there is a theater that will play art house stuff.
I would hope that you do.
Yeah.
Do you know what they have to do to campaign for films to the Academy? You know what they do?
What?
It's not just that they spend a lot of money on advertising. They put up billboards, you know, internet ads, all that. It's not even just that. They literally send, like, baskets of goodies to Academy Award members. It's very political.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I don't know. Why is Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon coming to mind? I'm just going to say, whatever. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2, right? Whatever. Up for Best Picture. And it's probably going to win because they sent the most amount of goodies to Academy voters. Like, oh, their screener came with, like, embroidered towels and a basket of fruit and like a nice bottle of wine and saying, please vote for me. And it's kind of silly, but
shouldn't
that's...
Shouldn't that like now be allowed?
Yeah, but like...
That's bribing.
I mean, yeah, but it's the Academy. It's not like it's not like we're electing, you know, like a government official or something. It's like a group of people are choosing what they think should be considered the best film of the year. And I don't know, because like in theory...
I wouldn't let any of that sway me.
In theory, I should love watching the Oscars because it's supposed to be a celebration of movies, which is something that I love. But at the same time, it's just like, oh, I can't. Sometimes I watch it, I'm like, I can't do this. Like, it's just a bunch of people patting themselves on the back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It is nice when you get the rare people on any award show that are the underdog and that they do win.
True.
You know, it is nice to see that when it does happen.
I think these award shows, they'll always be a thing, even if for some reason they migrate off cable, they'll stream on the internet or whatever. But I think the notion of pitting pieces of art against each other in a popularity contest is a bit antiquated. Mm-hmm. And I think some people are catching on to that. And, you know, like what you like. Share with the world what you like.
You're
and
right,
then just
you're right.
That's it.
And you know what I'm also sick of is the same people getting the same awards every year.
What, it's, like Meryl Streep or something?
No, I was thinking more about music.
Okay.
And I was thinking more like Taylor Swift.
Sure.
Because she wins everything almost every year. And I'm like, can you let someone else win? Can the play please choose someone else? Like, no offense. Like, some of her songs are fine. Some of them are good. But, like, how many times are you going to pick her over other people that are just as good, probably better? You know?
Yeah, if like, no one else is more popular at the moment, then they're probably not going to win.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, there's so many other artists that aren't, like, as big of a name as her that could get it, but they're just like, oh, what, you're famous? Great. You win every year? Great. I'm just going to vote for you because I know who you are already. Like, I don't want to make the effort to, like, listen to everything, so I'm just going to vote for, you know, the one that I feel like, oh, it'll make sense that she won or he won, you know. And, like, I don't know. This is also just an opinion that I don't think she's that great. But...
yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I mean, not really like, my jam.
And you know what it is? It's just because, like, a lot of her music is probably just, like, it's very, like, formulaic. And, like, this is being written and commodified because it is a formula and it works and it sells.
It sells.
And that's what it is. And there are some stuff that she, you could tell, is more... personal to her, and there's some stuff that I'm just like, girl, I can't get into this. I cannot do it.
I feel you there, girl.
I don't know. I want to hate on her, but I also don't want to hate on her. It's a complicated feeling because I don't want to hate on her because, you know, what am I saying that she shouldn't be able to be successful? But I'm also hating on her because I'm very jaded about how some aspects of the music industry aren't really about art, it's more about money, which is everything, because that's how our world works. But yeah, I just have complicated feelings on Taylor Swift.
Well, I echo your sentiment.
Yes.
Anyway, so it is 3:55, about to be 3:56 in about 15 seconds, which means that we will be ending our show in about 5 minutes. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to remind you that you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We will play you out with one more song, and then we will leave, and someone else will show up and play different music for you guys.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to end with a song off of Liam Gallagher's solo album. That's just what came up next on my queue.
Oh, when did that come out?
I think a couple years ago.
All right.
Yeah.
What is their name? Decent. Like the Yardbirds or something?
No. This is literally just under his name, Liam Gallagher.
Oh, no. Yeah. Noel is the one with the birds.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
So anyways, you know, I don't even remember this song. It was just I put it on a playlist at one point, so I must have liked it.
I just got to say, you know, I feel like, yeah. you were getting ready to play the song, and I'm just like, I don't know. Like, it feels weird to listen to Oasis, not as Oasis.
I agree, and I don't think any solo. None of his songs are as good as any of the better,
you know,
Oasis
songs. The
bros
just gotta work together.
They do, but you know they probably never will again. All right,
they have some egos, you know.
Oh, they definitely do.
And by some, I mean humongous.
Definitely. All right, well, this song is called Universal Gleam by Liam Gallagher. Thank you again for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Goodbye.
just calling, let you know. I can't wait till I get home.